There's been a lot of debate about what has caused the swarm of earthquakes in North Texas. A new study from UT Austin and SMU says humans are behind the quakes, not just in recent years, but for nearly a century. The study, published today in the journal Seismological Research Letters, concludes that 59% of earthquakes across Texas since 1975 were likely caused by oil and gas activities. That includes wastewater disposal from fracking, but drilling methods used decades ago have also been linked to quakes. Cliff Froelich is the study's senior researcher and is a geophysics professor at UT Austin.
I think most people who produce petroleum act as if this is a new thing that just started happening, and I wanted to set the record straight that this has been happening in Texas for over 90 years.
The study found that only 13% of the quakes over the past few decades were considered natural. In recent years, there have been dozens of earthquakes in North Texas. A 4.0 magnitude quake hit Johnson County between Venus and Lillian last May. It was the strongest to date. And a 3.6 quake hit Irving last year. Froelich says he hopes his research will help develop a greater understanding of the phenomenon.
So that if we do have regulations, they are sensible regulations, and if you are trying to manage a field, you can manage it to reduce hazard. So we don't understand that well enough to propose a hard and fast regulations or rules yet, but that's certainly the objective.
The Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates the oil and gas industry, dismisses the study's methods as arbitrary and subjective. This isn't the only study that's explored what causes earthquakes, though. Last year, SMU seismologists linked oil and gas drilling to the swarm of quakes in Azle. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.